Peace of Christ be with you, Hope College. Friends, this is the last Friday of October, and it's Friday. Can I get a little bit of love on some Friday? Yes. We've got some visitors here in town. We've got some prospective students. We want to welcome you to Hope College. Yes. Oh, feel the love. You don't just choose a brand. You don't just choose a curriculum. You choose a people. No people like Hope. Just consider that. Consider that. We got some other people here we want to celebrate. It's Parents Weekend here, and we got some parents here in town. It's Sibling Weekend, too. We got some siblings in the house, among brothers and sisters. We want to welcome you. It's fantastic. It's going to be a fantastic weekend. It's Halloween here in the chapel around the world. It's also Reformation Day, for those of you who care. This weekend is going to be really, really fun. Something going on. Got a little NYKIRK going on this weekend. Yeah. Loving me some NYKIRK. I'm loving me some NYKIRK. You know what I love about the NYKIRK? You know what I love? I love it when you sing. I love the sing-along. I like the little woo and the hands and the woo. I just love it. I think it's awesome. When you sing, it reminds me of one of the things that I love about Hope College. And one of the things I love about being a follower of Jesus. The voices rise together and they harmonize and they bend towards the glory of God. One of the things that I love about this place is the abundance of voices. So many. God has given us each a voice to come together. I don't know if you've paid attention, but over the last week and a half in chapel, we've had the gospel choir, we've had the women's choir, we've had the chapel choir, we had the full worship team up. Lots and lots of different groups that come together to sing, all very distinct, all very different, but all bending their voices to a common purpose, to glorify God. I love it when you sing. You've got such nice voices. Which is why I want to call your attention to something really cool this weekend that we're doing. Sunday is All Saints Day in the church. It's a day when we take a step back and we remember those that have gone before us. And so in that spirit, what we've done is invited our friends from Freedom Village to come with us to the gathering on Sunday to sing some of their songs. We got a bus that's gonna pick them up. They're gonna bring them here. And I wanna invite every one of you just to come and surround the saints. Surround those that have gone before us. People who have prayed for this college, prayed for you before you were even born. We've asked what some of their favorite songs in college were. And we're gonna sing some of their songs. We're gonna sing some of our songs with them. But we're gonna sing. So this Sunday, I want to invite all of you to come out. It's going to be a real gentle, beautiful evening. We're going to fill the sanctuary with our voices together. I love it when you sing. It's so beautiful. And part of why we invited our friends from Freedom Village to come is that part of our goal in campus ministries and at Hope College is not just to have a great experience now, but we want to prepare you to be lifelong followers of Jesus Christ, which means that we want to prepare you for the church. And to prepare you for the church means that we have to prepare our voices to sing with God's people, no matter where we might land. Some of you are going to go north or south or east or west. Some of you are going to find yourselves in big churches or storefront churches or little clapboard churches. And in each of these churches, there are going to be unique cultures and ways that they sing. And we want to prepare you to sing in lots of different kinds of ways. You see, in the church today, music has become the new sectarianism. It's what separates us. We're not really divided so much over our theology or our practices as much as we are about our tastes and our preferences. And what we want to be about is transcending that. We want to be able to enjoy another's enjoyment. We want to be able to sing with the saints, no matter how they sing, what tune or what style, whether it's the praise band or an organ or an orchestra, whatever it is, we want to have the ability to worship the one that we're singing to. You get what I'm saying? That's part of what we're about. What we're going to be about here is transcending that new sectarianism. We're going to be a people who are going to sing from our toes to our tongue because God's glory demands it. You see, the people of God have always, always been a singing people. Now, why do we sing? Well, first of all, we sing because the Bible tells us to. In Psalm 149:1, it says, "Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song, a new song. His praise in the assembly of the faithful." The Bible just says you need to sing. You need to sing a new song. We also need to sing the old songs. We need to sing. The Bible commands us to sing. The second reason why we sing is that it prepares us to do what we will do for eternity. One of the greatest pictures of worship is in Revelations 4 and 5. And in that picture, there is a throne. And around that throne are 24 thrones. And seated on the thrones are 24 elders. There's a rainbow, and Jesus is sitting on the throne. And then it says this, around the throne, on each side of the throne, are four living creatures full of eyes in front and behind. The first living creature is like a lion. The second living creature is like an ox. The third living creature's got the face of a human face. And the fourth living creature is like a flying eagle. And the four living creatures, each of them with six wings, are full of eyes all around and inside, and day and night, night and day, they sing, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." You see, right now in heaven, there's a worship service. And in that worship service, every living creature, everything that has breath will sing. The ox that is the strongest, the lion that is the bravest, the one with the human face, the wisest, the eagle, the swiftest, the best in all creation is gathered, pressing towards the throne, and day and night they sing, they lift up their voices. We sing because God asks us to. We sing because it's what we will do for eternity, and we sing because God has created us with voices. Physically, God has given us pipes that we might use not to just disseminate information, but that we can echo the glory of God. One of the greatest things God's ever given us is our voices to use for good, to use for beauty. And when we sing, my friends, when we sing, when you sing tomorrow night, you'd be doing your song, you'd be doing your hand jives, you'd be throwing stuff up in the air. But don't forget that that is going to glorify God too. God has given you these gifts to use for him. Now, there are singers and then there are singers. Catherine sings. Catherine sings and it's like the heavens part and I see the glory of God. Trigger sings and it's like, "Watch out!" When I sing, it's like the apologetic for original sin. It's just terrible. There are singers and then there are people who make a joyful noise quietly in their heart. I am one of those people. But the Bible says I'm to sing. I'm going to sing for eternity. He's given me a voice, but I've never really learned how to use it well. And so, if you're one of these people like me, you need help. You need real help. And I've asked my brother Bruce to help me. Bruce, I want to sing with the saints.
La, 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 la.
Help me sing. What do I need to do to know how to sing well?
Well, Trig, I just wanted to remind you.
Yes.
That you sing beautifully from the heart. Whatever comes out, it sounds amazing. Jesus can hear you singing right now.
Sincerity is not the same thing as confidence. So give me some confidence. Right.
Well,
give me, what do I need to do?
We're all going to need to help Trig with this.
Yes.
This is going to have to be a group effort.
This is a group dynamic today.
The first thing we need to do is we all need to stand up.
Stand up.
If you are able, please stand. You guys might not realize it, but these walls back here and all around this base are filled with organ pipes. And if you look at these organ pipes, they have incredible posture. They stand really straight. So Bruce's number one rule of singing is you have to stand up straight. You have to, you know, kind of hold. Yeah? Okay,
yep.
Well, that's pretty good. All right, but don't be so tense, right? You want to be relaxed. Singing is good for the heart. It's good for the body. It's good for the mind. So why don't we just do a little bit, reach to your right, and just kind of give the person next to you a little bit of a massage. It's been a long week.
Long week.
Too many hours
just
in the library, right?
On, right?
All right, now turn to your left, all right?
Turn left.
Okay, all right.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. All right. So that's two. The third rule is you need to take, you need to breathe well, right? You guys have been hunched over your desks, you know, 12 hours a day, and you haven't been breathing very well. So just take a deep, slow breath. Breathe it out. All the way out. And then just slowly count to 10 and just breathe in. Oh, just fill your lungs. Because singing requires good breath.
You know?
Feel your stomach, feel your core muscles tighten a little bit. All right, that's good. All right, and the fourth one is singing, you know, you sing out of your mouth, right? All right, so you kind of reach up, massage your jaw, and open your mouth really wide. Oh, and just kind of yell, you know, just like make a really,
That's good. So posture. Relax.
Relax.
Breathe.
And open your mouth. And sing. Right. Let it out. All right.
That's okay. We're gonna. Here's the deal, Hope College. You're beautiful. I love it when you sing with me. You've got such nice voices. And I want to close as we launch into this weekend. As we end every gathering, I want to sing the doxology. And as we sing the doxology, I want us to be mindful of this. We end our worship service at the gathering as a kind of launching out into a life of worship. It doesn't end. We praise God in what we do. So this weekend, when you're at Nykirk, I want you to praise the Lord. When you're hanging with your siblings and your parents, praise the Lord. When you go to class today, praise the Lord. That's what we're about. That's what anchors hope. Amen?
Yeah.
All right, friends. Posture. From toes to tongue, people. Toes to tongue. And Sunday, I want to see us here. I want to surround the saints. I want them to feel love from Hope College this weekend. So let's sing together in the spirit of hope. Oh, yeah, yeah. If you are able, let's hold hands across the aisle. Let's do that. Yeah. Come on. A balcony, I love you. Parents, we're so glad you're here. Thanks for being here. We love you. We love the Lord, which is why we sing together.
Praise God.